with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Coming up at 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM, and it feels like spring outside here on this April the 11th. Coming up, we're going to talk some fantasy baseball with you, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. He'll answer some baseball questions. If you have a football question, probably throw that out there as well. Some basketball news today to kick around, a little bit of football news, and a whole lot more, including talk about spring football. Is it going away, or is this just a trend for 2018? All that coming up on the gym class for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Welcome into the gym class presented by Third Base Brewery, located on Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Jeff Downing, our producer today. Pinch hitting for Kyle Mann and you out there. We've got Colonels tickets to give away coming up before 4 o'clock today as the Colonels take on Peoria on the road tonight. Colonels back home this weekend as they open another homestand coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings. And this Friday, the first Z102.9 Mug Club of the season. So keep that in mind as temperatures looking good on Friday, looking good today as well. It's great to be above normal, isn't it, Mark Dukes? Temperature-wise, anyway, I'm not saying we're above normal.
I wondered about that because I don't know what normal is anymore, but... Yeah, it's great, and I know you were out and about over the noon hour and saw a pretty packed parking lot at St. Andrews.
I did. I wanted to pull in, but or anywhere.
You mentioned Jeff Downing. He works at for the local golf courses, and out there playing today. Golfers had to be itchy, though, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? Spring fever is cabin fever, whatever you want to call it, has taken effect with everyone. By the way, National Pet Day today.
It is, huh?
Happy National Pet Day to young 10-month-old as of Sunday, Woody, who listens to the show on a daily basis. It's on in the background at home.
He doesn't text or anything like that.
No, I don't believe he texts, but he is a daily listener.
Okay.
It's on in the background just to keep him... Keep him occupied.
Probably puts him to sleep, right?
I don't know. That could be. Great to have that day out there for all the pets, dogs, cats, hamsters, whatever the case may be.
Pets think every day's pet day, right? Don't they?
Well, maybe do something a little special today for your favorite pet out there. Maybe give them a little treat or something out there. Can we at least say that anyway?
I'm okay with that.
All right. There you go. Do something nice for the dogs tonight, Mark, at home. Give them a little treat. Do they like peanut butter?
No.
No?
No peanut butter. No.
Okay.
No.
Woody's a big fan of peanut butter.
Chicken, turkey.
Okay.
Kind of mixed in with baby food.
Oh, I never thought about that.
This is a chihuahua. Okay.
Okay.
Come on.
319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on National Pet Day and sports news going on. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, and that is brought to you by Hertina Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. We mentioned we got that four-pack of Colonels tickets to give away before 4 o'clock today. Colonels are in Peoria to continue that road trip coming up tonight to try to go to 5-0. On the year. Afternoon baseball going on in the major leagues. Your Twins, the Twins, trying to hang on to, they had an 8-1 lead over Houston, and now it's down to 8-6 through seven innings up at Target Field in Minneapolis. Right now, the Rays looking to complete the sweep over the White Sox. They lead 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cardinals trying to make a comeback against the Milwaukee Brewers. That's a 3-2 game right now. Milwaukee on top. They've gone to the 11th. Atlanta and Washington are deadlocked at 2 apiece. End of the sixth inning, it's Kansas City and Seattle. That is tied at 2-2. Colorado and San Diego are delayed right now Arizona and the Giants are just underway, as they like to say out there. And I'm not sure if that's a rain delay or a snow delay in Colorado. Check that out on your own. I have not done so today. 319-366-1600 is our phone line. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line as well today.
I have a poll question for you at KGYMRadio.com. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Did the Bears make the right decision in letting Cameron Meredith walk? Yes or no?
Well, you're the guy to ask.
Well, the Bears failed to match an offer sheet that the Saints presented to Meredith, 2 years, $10 million. And the Bears said, well, you know, for a guy coming off a pretty serious knee injury, that's a lot of money to cough up. And they've already coughed up money for Allen Robinson in the offseason, Tyler Gabriel. I'm okay with it.
There you go. And you're a Bear fan, so you're the authority to ask. But Bears fans, weigh in. 319-366-1600 or the KGYMRadio.com website, and go to our Emil's Hideaway question of the day, our poll question. Some news and notes today. Let's start with football. Iowa State has picked up an Eastern Iowa commitment. Cole Flansburgh, linebacker for the Solon Spartans, has verbally committed to play for Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones. And Flansburgh, one of the top recruits in his class in the state of Iowa, I believe number 12 out there. And with Iowa picking up Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Cedar Falls, I think this was then, I don't want to say plan B or anything like that. They wanted them both, obviously, but they got one out of two as far as Iowa State is concerned. So they reach into the Hawkeye backyard, and Iowa's done very well with Solon lately. And now Flansburgh goes to Iowa State. Good linebacker, very athletic, can play on passing downs as well. Had two interceptions returned for touchdowns last year for that terrific defense that Kevin Miller put out for Solon, a state semifinalist last year. So that's a good get for Iowa State. Basketball news today. Connor McCaffrey given a scholarship by the University of Iowa, which, of course, ruffles a few feathers out there.
Well, the old man could afford it, you know?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Somebody's going to get a scholarship. And Fran McCaffrey also announcing that they're gonna pocket a scholarship and save it, which I think is a good idea. Why just go out there? I'm not going to say waste it, but why just throw it at somebody that you're not maybe 100% committed to because you have one?
Right, right.
So pocket the other one and use it for a rainy day or use it for next year, as they like to say. Of course, Connor McCaffrey got a red shirt this year from the NCAA and the Big Ten because of the numerous health problems that he faced during the 2017-2018 season. And he will have 4 years of eligibility remaining for his dad and the Iowa basketball team. Expected, it would have played a lot this year. I put a lot in quotation marks, maybe 8 to 10 minutes a game this year. Didn't get that opportunity, though. Did play in the exhibition game and a couple other games thrown in there, but that was about it for Connor McCaffrey.
Yeah, showed flashes of some pretty good stuff, able to distribute the ball, and anxious to see more of him, actually. You've seen him plenty of times in high school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he's going to help because he's not going to – he's a guy, he's not the most consistent shooter in the world, but when he is on from three-point range, he can make you come out and play him. And the big thing is you got to be a good enough shooter that you're going to allow, if he's in there with a Jordan Bohannon or next year a Joe Wieskamp or an Isaiah Moss on the wing – you can't go concentrate on him and leave Connor McCaffrey wide open. So I think that's what the big part of that for the Hawkeyes is concerned. 319-366-1600 if you would like to register your thoughts about Connor McCaffrey. You and I picked up another commitment today. That's a pretty good one, a feather in the cap. The second tray within 2 days for Ben Jacobson and the UNI Panthers. Yesterday, they picked up the transfer from Pepperdine, formerly of the state of Minnesota, Minnesota Prep. Today, Trey Croft announced his commitment to play for Ben Jacobson and the UNI Panthers. He is from Iowa Central Community College, originally from Alabama, and Croft, a first-team All-American.
Mm-hmm.
First-team All-American at the junior college ranks. And he put up, I believe, just short of 900 points last year in his junior season for Iowa Central. And he is a big-time scorer, 42% three-point shooter, and that is exactly what the UNI Panthers need.
Nice couple days for the UNI basketball program and Ben Jacobson. And all appearances, the junior college player seems like a good get, good pickup. Of course, the transfer from Pepperdine won't be eligible right away. He'll have to sit out a year. But
correct.
Looking a couple of years down the road with A.J. Green in the fold, a couple of, it's
Haldeman back next year as well. Austin Fife continuing to develop on the interior.
Pretty good foundation.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree on that. And that's a good get right there, first-team All-American. Yeah. For the UNI Panthers. A couple other news and notes. As you heard on the local sports center before the top of the hour, the Iowa baseball team is going to take on Coe tonight. They were supposed to play Bradley. That was the regular scheduled game over in Peoria, but that was postponed yesterday. So it's so interesting. It's a different dynamic. We were talking about this on the opposite wing here of the building a little bit earlier on, how in basketball, you would never, ever dream in a million years if there was a snowstorm or whatever that canceled a couple games or at least one game. You would never think of calling a small college up the road to play. But in baseball, perfectly acceptable. Perfectly acceptable to play a midweek game. Iowa to call Co or whatever the case may be and say, hey, you want to get together tonight? It's going to be a nice night. Let's play.
I think it's done elsewhere as well, but is a different dynamic. And of course, Cole recently played Iowa State in basketball, but that was an exhibition game.
Correct.
But it's a nice opportunity for a D3 school to go down and play one of the Big Ten's best.
Yeah, and a chance, you know.
And they're not going to get the top line pitching and all that, but
no, they are not. No, they are not. And Iowa situation last week in their midweek game, I think they used 7 or 8 pitchers or something like that, just to give people some. Get some innings out there, or an inning, if you will. And I imagine Iowa will probably take that situation tonight and do the same. They've also altered the three-game series over in Lincoln against Nebraska for the weekend. Iowa and Nebraska are now going to play a doubleheader on Friday with the weather nice. And then, I love this, we're going to play sometime Saturday or Sunday. We have no idea when.
Kind of what it was like last weekend.
Exactly. Exactly.
For the Ohio State series.
And that will be over in Lincoln. Ooh. And that will be coming up over the weekend as the Big Ten and everybody else continues to deal with the weather out there.
By the way, you mentioned junior colleges. And right now, the first of two, the top two junior college teams in the country are added on the softball diamond. Des Moines Area Community College, which I believe
number one,
Avery Guy,
yes,
from Jefferson, and Kirkwood number two. They're playing that started at 2:00. Perhaps first game's pretty much wrapped up. But grab your radio, go out and check out some good softball.
Absolutely, number one versus number two in the country. Yeah, can't get much better than that. DMAC and Kirkwood going at it this afternoon over at Kirkwood campus. 319-366-1600. 17 past 3. We're going to talk to Chris List coming up in a little bit. We're going to get you a Bowling Night in America preview as we're down to, as Buzz would say, we're down to 60 frames and counting. And we're going to do that coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about spring football because another big timer dropped their spring game this year. And we'll kick that around. Get your thoughts about it at 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Gym Class right after this here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
With spring here, it's time to start thinking about getting out the mower and cutting the grass. And Landon is here from Menards to give us some tips on lawnmower maintenance. What's first, Landon?
The first thing you'll want to do is disconnect the spark plug wire. We don't want any accidents to happen. Second, we'll change the oil and remove and replace the air filter. And also, while the spark plug wire is off, we'll change the spark plug too.
Sounds pretty easy so far. Is there anything else?
Yeah, we'll also want to take the blade off and get that sharpened. If it looks like it's taken a beating and sharpening wouldn't do you any good, it will need replaced. Menards has a great selection of lawnmower blades if you are in need.
Anything else?
If you pull your mower out and see that it's time for a new one, Menards has everything from push reel mowers to riding lawnmowers to fit your needs.
Thanks, Landon. You can find all of your lawnmower needs at Menards. And as always, if you have any questions, talk to a friendly team member.
Save big money at Menards.
This is April in Minnesota. And when those pesky White Sox come to town April 12th through the 15th in a series presented by Budweiser, you can do what Minnesotans do best. Get outside. The first 10,000 fans joining us Saturday the 14th get a Lumberjack chic plaid flap cap, courtesy of Pepsi. So when your Twins take the field, you'll be warm, toasty, and ready to fell an ash that's perfect for milling one of Joe Mauer's bats. Plaid flap caps. That's how we dress. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Want to enhance your current career or start a new career but don't know where to begin? Look no further than Upper Iowa University. Stop by the Cedar Rapids Center on April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. to learn more about UIU's exceptional graduate programs that you can easily fit into your busy schedule. Visit uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids or call 319-848-8488 to RSVP. Upper Iowa University Cedar Rapids Center. Education built for life.
They are underway in Denver, Colorado, and the Padres. I say that because they've had a brawl. Nothing like a good brawl to start things off on a Wednesday here around Major League Baseball. The benches have cleared as Nolan Arenado did not take kindly to a pitch from Luis Perdomo of the San Diego Padres, who threw the glove at Arenado as he made his way to the mound. He had a little, he had some purpose in his move to the mound. This wasn't the, looking at him and talking to him. He sprinted.
It is still probably more of a pillow fight than
a brawl.
Oh, it
is.
Okay?
There's a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of yelling. That's about all there is, usually, to a baseball fight. Now, there have been some Donnybrooks over the years. Don't get me wrong. There have been some Donnybrooks over the years, but that was not one of them. But benches did clear, and I'm sure they'll probably clear again in this particular game between the Padres and the Rockies. 321, before we went to break, we talked about spring football. And Mark, of course, 2 days ago, Iowa State announced they will not conduct their spring football game this Saturday. Weather a major factor as far as that is concerned. Then you've got the University of Wisconsin Badgers, who announced yesterday they are not going to have their spring game. Yes, weather somewhat of a concern. Another one today announcing that they're not going to have their spring game. And this is a bigger one, I guess, just because of the coach. With the Michigan Wolverines are not going to have their spring game today. Or could coming up.
Could have taken them to Italy and played it. Couldn't he?
Done it before, or overseas, or to somewhere else, down south, whatever the case may be.
I don't think this is, I think it's a spotty situation, and to call it off because of the weather, I don't know that, you know, maybe you're not going to get your best display out there, but I guess when Alabama starts canceling spring games, then we might be alarmed, but spring games aren't what they used to be. Back in Hayden Fry's days and beyond, it was a full-blown game. And pick up sides, ones against twos, ones against ones sometimes. And it was more than a glorified practice. And I think more people enjoyed that than I'm not apt to go down and watch a practice. In a game situation, yeah. I mean, it was my job for quite a few years, but I'm more apt to do that. 319-366-1600. If you're a big spring football fan, give us a call, give us a text.
What do you think? Is this, again, a lot of this is due to the weather, but I will say this also. Is this the start of a trend a little bit? And is this going to continue? Is this going to continue? Or are we going to see, just if it's 70 degrees next year, you're going to see these games resume?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we need, in the past, and I'll give you an example, some sporting events have gone the way of the dodo bird because of weather. One that comes up is the old, and this would have probably gone away anyway. I will preface this, my story. But you remember the old college all-star football game?
Oh, yeah.
Played it every year. The last one was at Soldier Field in Chicago. A group of NFLers taking on college all-stars, mm-hmm. and it was postponed because of an amazing storm that went through the city of Chicago, and that was it. They never brought it back. Now, would I, in 2018, do I think they'd still be playing that game? No.
No. Mm-mm.
No, but the weather did help it, and maybe you can say the same thing about spring football. Is anybody going to miss it if it's not played? 319-366-1600. We mentioned the weather a little bit and how things have changed, and that includes a few things down at the University of Iowa. Of course, baseball we talked about, and also a few of the other sports. Rick joining us here at 324 on the Wednesday edition of the Jim Class. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good.
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 That's good. Yes, I just heard overnight that the Iowa Musco Twilight track meet scheduled for Saturday night has been rescheduled to tomorrow afternoon.
That is correct.
And that is really unusual. We've had, this is an earlier Twilight meet. Usually it's scheduled the week after Drake relays, but Iowa wanted to go out to the Mount Sac relays in California that weekend, so they moved it up to this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
God knows this crazy weather is just throwing a monkey wrench into everything.
You're right.
But this is, you know, it's going to be hard for the, well, many of the teams won't be able to attend. I officiate. I can't get off work tomorrow to go officiate there. I could on Saturday, but
sure.
not on a weekday like this, and I know they're hurting for officials all over. So it's just really, really a unfortunate turn of events with this crazy weather.
Yeah. It is.
On the football, the spring football game, I could see those things not happening. You know, it'd be one thing if you really need to promote the sport for fan interest or something. I can see that, but I wonder if they aren't looking at it, not just the weather, but also just even if the weather were good, do you want to risk injury? I know they do a lot more controlled things where they don't have kickoffs and
right.
things like that, but you just would hate like heck to have a player hurt in something that really is meaningless, because you know what they're able to do in practice. You don't need a simulated game situation necessarily to figure out if they're a gamer or not.
Yeah, you're right. And thanks for the call, Rick. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. And
yes. This Twilight Meet has been going on for 19 years, and as Rick pointed out, it is very different that it's being held so early, and now it's going to be moved to tomorrow. And Iowa has a golf meet that was scheduled over the weekend. Now it's going to be Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and Saturday's looking a little iffy out there. But, yeah, get to the Iowa track meet on Thursday night if you can. Let's bring in Eugene from Cedar Rapids to talk about the spring football. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. You should be happy there'd be a spring game. That'll give you guys a couple of shows worth of stuff to talk about.
That's true.
Yeah, we can always try to find that Mr. Spring, Mr. April.
my point is, I think they like to play it because they like to put a little spark, you know, under the fans for the summer months, and the fans enjoy it because, you know, they see that one kid that's going to be makes a great play, and he's going to be the savior next season. And that's about it. You know, it's basically for the fans, and players know what they can do, and it lights a little fire and a little conversation and a spark for the fall, and I'll hang up and listen.
Hey, Eugene, wait a minute. I know you've probably been to many spring games. What do you try to get out of it?
I just like to go and just kind of see what they're doing. You know, how are we looking at 7-7? Are the linebackers covering? You know, and I'm looking at it more from a technical point of view. You know,
sure.
I like to see those guys that make the big play and get excited about them. But you know, how are we doing on a 1 yard play or a 3 yard play? Are we blocking it the way we should? You know, what are we going to pick up that we can take from this game, learn from, grow on, and move into the fall with?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate it, buddy.
Sure.
329 here on the Gym Class, 319-366-1600. Would you miss spring football, the finale game, I should say? Not spring football in general. That's not going anywhere. But the run out and the public game or scrimmage at the end. Now, I'll say this, Mark. What would you do? You mentioned Alabama. The other one that comes to mind is the University of Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Because annually, Nebraska puts what? They sell out Memorial Stadium. And no matter what way you slice it, that is revenue, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe... It's been a while since I've been to Iowa State spring game. I don't believe they have an admission, but it's usually a canned good or something like that. But I believe Nebraska does charge something. I'm not positive, but I think I read that. And they get $75,000-$80,000 or whatever the case may be. That's still pretty good in your coffers. Would a Nebraska get rid of a spring game?
I think Eugene had a good point that maybe just got glossed over, and that is the purpose of the spring game to maybe stoke the fires for the summer as the coaches go out on a banquet circuit and whatnot. And, whoever shines in that spring game, he's going to be a topic of conversation all summer into August, whether it's the wide receiver who was great or Peyton Manziel was just over the top, and now is he going to challenge Nate Stanley?
Dan McGuire.
Whatever the storyline, Eugene's point about stoking the fire for the summer, I thought was a good one.
Dan McGuire. He was Mr. April for a couple years.
Pretty famous brother, too.
Not too bad. It was in the news as of late. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in as far as the spring football game is concerned out there, is Iowa State will not play theirs. Iowa will have theirs. It is not a game anymore. It's basically a scrimmage and a controlled scrimmage at that. I asked Alex before we went on today, does Memphis have one? He said, yep, they're having theirs on Friday. And they'll play two quarters of 12 minutes. It's usually not a game per se. It's some form of a game, just enough for the coaches to go out there and see who's going to do well with the lights on, so to speak, and see who's a gamer out there. Some guys are good practice guys. Some guys are good game guys.
That's a great point, yeah.
And, never the twain shall meet, usually. Yeah. It's very rare when you see a good practice guy and a good game guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I've had as far as my experiences over the years and what coaches have told me as well. All right, 3:32, and we've got a four-pack of tickets to Colonel Baseball to give you before 4 o'clock today. But when we come back, we are going to talk with Chris Lewis of RotoWire.com as we're going to answer your fantasy baseball questions. If you have them, give them to us right now, either on the phone lines or on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Chris Lewis of RotoWire.com to answer your questions when we come back.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes Golic look cool.
Yes, it does. And a totally updated fitness center that even has Wingo feeling like a workout.
I'm ripped. Plus, plenty of comfortable spaces to hang out.
Yep, this La Quinta look definitely has a vibe of victory.
So you can just relax, refresh, and get ready for your next big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQ.com.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes eight-piece chicken, three large sides, four biscuits.
Hello, is anyone there? This is Will Robinson of the 24th Colonist Group, calling any survivors. You copy? I'm making a record of this because it seems I'm the first human to discover evidence of an alien intelligence.
Danger, Will Robinson.
An adventure you have to see to believe. Watch Lost in Space, all episodes April 13th, only on Netflix.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and a filter for $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power by prices from $39.88. With credit amnesty, nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruzes from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys, every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39.88. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night, I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Mark's angry. 8-8 now, isn't it?
It is. Astros and Twins, 8-8, top of 9. I'm trying to figure this out. Unability to watch it, but George Springer reaches on a fielder's choice, and the Astros score 2.
Perhaps it was a slight error. How's that? I don't know. I'm not there. By the way, little bit interesting note today, the Brewer-Cardinal game, the Brewers holding on to win 3-2 down at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Game not televised today, was broadcast on Facebook today only. Very interesting out there. You and I, though, see, this stuff doesn't bother me. Because I go back to the days of when, if your team was on TV, it was a pretty darn big deal.
Yes.
So I learned to love the radio, which leads me to my seat right here. And so, like I said, when teams are blacked out or whatever, I don't get upset by it.
Well, yeah, young people out there won't understand it, but when we were growing up, it was WGN for the Cubs, TBS carried the Braves, and I, part of the reason I became a Twins fan is because Channel 7 carried many of the Twins games. And that was unusual to see a midweek game on a local television channel. So, but now, I mean, games mean, how many different platforms can you watch a game?
Oh, a ton of them out there. We're going to talk some baseball right now. Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us. And if you have a question for Chris, a baseball, fantasy baseball question, love to hear it from you at 319-366-1600. That is Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line as well. That is 319-366-1600. As Chris joins us here on this Wednesday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. Chris, good afternoon. Or I don't know, what time is it where you're at?
It's 9:38 p.m., and so it's good evening and good afternoon to you guys. I have to say, you know, good thing for Facebook, they're showing a baseball game because everything else has been horrible news. You know, stealing all your data and selling it to everybody and exploiting you mercilessly and spying on you. At least they're showing a baseball game. They're doing one wholesome thing.
A very wholesome thing. Nothing more wholesome than baseball.
9:38 at night, that's nothing. I read where you pulled an all-nighter the other day, Chris.
Oh yeah, that was because these guys didn't do a we had to do this 18-man draft, and the only time anyone could get together was 7 p.m. Eastern on a Tuesday, which is midnight my time, and they're super slow. It was very frustrating, but I did pull the all-nighter. I did get Ohtani before his second start, and so yeah, it could have been worse.
Well, I was going to ask you, we had a poll question the other day about Ohtani, and it went something like this: would you rather have him as a pitcher or a hitter?
I think definitely a pitcher, but I, you know, and I've gotten on the XM show and gotten on a soapbox about this because I've been saying this since January. It's really a failure of the fantasy community, not you guys, I mean us, to not build the commish service to have an 8-category Ohtani where you don't have to choose one week or another. You just put him in there and then all the stats accrue. And if you want, and they say, well, then if you build that, then you have to let Bumgarner's home runs count. And fine, you want to get your point. 050 batting average with your pitchers, you could have that option too. Most people aren't going to take it. But it just seems like, where does he go if he's an 8-category guy? If you're getting 20 home runs and 15 wins, you know, what's that worth? And I think we sort of blew that opportunity because I think that would be a really fun guy to pick up and draft in that case. Mm.
With you picking him, obviously, you thought the spring was a little bit of not the final indication of how Ohtani was going to do. And so far, that has been the case. He's got 2 wins on the mound, and the bats come around pretty well for the Angels also.
Yeah, you know, what happened was I'm in these big high-stakes NFBC leagues, and they're really the industry standard for, you know, ADP, average draft position, where guys are going. And he was going to like the 4th or 5th round in February. And then spring training happened, and you know, he was there in the 9th and 10th. And I don't know what was my problem. I had different, you know, I took pitchers early, so I was taking hitters then. And I'd see someone take him in the 10th in a big high-stakes league, and I just knew, ooh, the 10th, that's really late. You know, we knew about the stuff and the record in Japan. And so I knew that was something that I had missed out on, that I didn't get it. At the 4th and 5th, I thought it was too high. But when it got to the 10th, I was like, it's time to pounce, and I just never pulled the trigger. And so that's why in that last auction, I was, you know, I had to get a share for myself, but I still, you know, I regret it. The spring training thing was, and you know, in Japan, I've heard they do it differently. In the U.S., you sort of get ready your last week of spring training so that you're full go, throwing your best stuff that last week. In Japan, they get ready for opening day. So they still are just working on stuff that last week. So the stats for a Japanese player are even less important than they are for a U.S. player.
319-366-1600. Is our Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line, Jeff Downing, across the glass. Gene in Independence wants to ask you this question, Chris. I have Victor Robles and Nick Senzel. If I get in a pinch and have to drop one of them, who should I drop?
I mean, Robles would have had a shot maybe with Eaton going on the DL, but Robles dislocated his elbow. He hyperextended his elbow on an ugly-looking dive last night, I think. And so basically, we don't even know what's wrong with them because there's too much swelling for them even to get a look. So that doesn't sound good. So definitely drop Robles, and Senzel could be up any moment, you know, this weekend maybe even.
Mm. Yeah, I think that last night's activities made things a lot easier to answer that question.
It would have been actually a tough call otherwise.
Guys that are off to a great start, I don't think it surprises anyone about Bryce Harper, A, because he is Bryce Harper and he's really good. And B, it's because Bryce Harper is in a contract year, and Bryce Harper sees a lot of dollar signs in the future.
Well, he's also Mr. April. He always crushes it in April. He had 3 homers that opening day. There was that one year he was just destroying pitching until the Cubs walked him 4 times, and then he fell apart the rest of the year. I'm sure there was more to it than that, but he's Mr. April. I think he'll keep it up. And you're right, he's a contract year. I'm sure he's taking it as seriously as he can. He's still just 25 years old. So, you know, if Harper hit 50 home runs and batted 330, it wouldn't shock me at all.
Guy that also had a good opening day, but not so good since then, from your New York Yankees, is Giancarlo Stanton. Are you worried, or just it's early and let's just hold the horses a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not worried. As long as he's healthy, he's going to have a monster year. It's also been cold on the East Coast, and probably, as you guys know, in the Midwest. So he's a Florida, he's played in Florida his whole career. So he may just be having trouble adjusting to that. He hit two home runs opening day, and he's been terrible since. I have a couple shares, but as long as he's healthy, I'm not worried about him.
It is only April, but is there players out there you're scratching your head over, good or bad?
Yeah, guys like Felix Hernandez, he got a win the other night, but he's throwing 89, 88. He's really not fooling anybody. I think he's in big trouble given that, he was sort of on the precipice already. And guys like Jose Peraza, who needs to hit the stick, and he's basically not hitting and he's not getting on base. These players that are, they're sort of fringe for one reason or another. Chris Davis of the Orioles, I have a couple shares, could hit 45 home runs, but same time when he gets in these slumps and he's hitting 100, he may be on the way out, because if a guy's been hitting, 210 and 180 or whatever the last 2 years, and he just got this monster contract, so they're keeping him in the lineup. But the guys who are already in trouble and then they build on it in 2-3 weeks of the, regular season, those are the guys you got to worry about.
Well, I don't know if I'm worried or not about my twins, Logan Morrison. I thought that'd be a nice piece to the lineup. He's off to an awfully slow start. I don't know.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year in a bad park. And actually, Target Field has become a decent home run park and a decent hitter's park. I would be patient. I think he'll probably come around. But, yeah, again, he was a guy who came out of nowhere last year to be that good. So if he struggles, maybe people start thinking, well, maybe he's not that good.
Yeah,
and they move
yeah.
on. But they don't really have great options at DH right now. So I think he'll stick.
Yeah, and another semi-slow start for Byron Buxton. It's kind of an April tradition. The Masters and this from Byron Buxton a little bit.
At least it's not like last year. Last year, it was honestly like you took the average man off the street and asked him to hit third for the Twins. That was the result. He was striking out 8 out of 10 times, hitting a ground ball the other 2 times. It's like they gave Scott Unash the bat, and they said, go ahead, here you go. Go hit third for the Twins. This year, he's off to a slow start, but it's a major league slow start. So I think that's progress, at least.
319-366-1600. I was a good contact hitter, by the way, Chris. So
I didn't mean to insult you by comparing you to fucking stuff.
319-366-1600. Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers text line. That is our phone line as well. And we talked about guys that are off to a little bit of a slow start. Let's move to pitching a little bit. Mets are looking pretty good on the mound so far. The starting staff is staying intact. They're staying healthy at this point. Familia on the backside already has 6 saves in the first week plus of the Major League Baseball season. So far, so good for the Mets.
Yeah, I'm not a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan. But I don't begrudge the Mets. They're so pathetic for so long that it's hard to even hate on them. although I do hate the Jets, and they've been equally bad. But I don't know. Syndergaard's looked okay. He's got a lot of strikeouts, but he's not really commanding his pitches that well. DeGrom has been very solid, but not blown anyone away. Harvey had 1 good, 1 bad start. Matt's had 1 decent start. The Mets, they're surviving. They've gotten good relief, as you said, from Familia. Robert Gazelman, who was supposed to be in the rotation last year but flamed out, looks like he's got some velocity back. And they made some kind of underrated moves. Well, they got lucky that Conforto is already healthy. That's a big lift. And getting guys like Jay Bruce and, just having, Todd Frazier, it's not a terrible lineup. And if Ahmed Rosario takes another step, the Mets aren't bad. I think Wilmer Flores is kind of a sleeper. They just lost Travis d'Arnaud. He might be out for the year. He may even have Tommy John surgery. But Kevin Plowecki was taking over the starts anyway. I think the Mets have a good shot at a wild card.
Your Yankees could drop 5.5 back by tonight, Chris.
Yeah. I still take even money on Yankees having a better record than the Mets. The team is just so deep. They've been banged up. Aaron Hicks has been out. Ellsbury's still out. Not that those are huge players, but just, just a lot of injuries to the outfield. But I think the rotation is good when it's healthy. And the bullpen is really good, even though they had a bad game yesterday in Fenway. But I still think the Yanks will be there season end.
Couple more minutes here with Chris Lewis of RotoWire.com. You have a baseball question, maybe sprinkle a football one in or so. Maybe Chris will field that for you. He doesn't do college football, though. Only pro prospects out there. 319-366-1600. Everyone had Charlie Morton and Garrett Cole, 4-0 with a ERA combined at about .31 at this point, right?
Yeah. I mean, Cole, you know, it's funny because a lot of people thought, oh, this isn't good. He's going to the AL. He's going to have to face the DH. And he wasn't even that great last year. But a lot of people pointed out, whatever the name of the park is now, I can't remember. It's not Minute Maid. Whatever the name of their park
is. It's where Houston plays.
Yeah, where Houston plays. Yeah, I don't care about the corporate sponsor. It's if they're paying me, I'll say it. But otherwise, there's no reason to. It's played as an extreme pitcher's park the last couple of years. And the defense behind him is pretty good. And oddly, you know, that some parks have more strikeouts than others. You think, how are strikeouts? You know, you can see home runs being in a park with like a short fence or short porch like Yankee Stadium. But actually, the way the shadows are, the way the background is, it affects the hitters. And so Houston is a better strikeout park than PNC where he was playing. So it's not that shocking with Cole. We'll see if he keeps it up. He certainly had the stuff and the pedigree. And then Morton just kind of reinvented himself last year and started throwing mid-90s, and that, you know, he was very good in the playoffs last year, too.
I looked at the top 10 hitters in the National League the other day, Chris, and even though it is only April, 4 or 5 were from the Atlanta Braves. What do you know about that team?
Well, wait till Ronald Acuna comes up in a week or so.
Yeah.
The Albies, another monster prospect. They got both of those guys. Obviously, you have Freddie Freeman, who's one of the league's best hitters. And we'll see. We'll see if the pitching holds up. You know, Mike Fulton-Evitz and Sean Newcomb look like they're decent. You know, they're finally coming into their own a little bit. Newcomb just shut out the Rockies and Coors. I think the Braves, I think they're probably a year away, but, you know, that maybe they're a 500 team this year. And next year, you know, maybe they end up making the playoffs.
Mm. Yeah. By the way, Mark, Max Kepler just walked off.
Yes, that's what I was raising my arms over. Kepler hitting .200 today, a walk-off now against the Astros. Twins take 2 out of 3 from the defending world champions. After putting up a snowman.
The astronomer walked it off.
The astronomer, yes. Max Kepler out there.
The astronomer.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go here, I know the draft is a couple weeks away anyway, and that's got your full attention at this point, just to see who goes where. And you got Beckham leaving, but now the Giants may keep him till after the draft. You got quarterback roulette all over. Every day it seems like, okay, Darnold's going this place, or Allen's going to this place, and no, he's going to this place. I don't think we're going to know till probably the day before this thing happens.
Yeah, there's all the speculation. I just hope they just better keep Beckham. He's my favorite player, and I don't think they can get a haul that's really commensurate with who he is, because they're so worried about like stupid off the field stuff. And I've said this before, he's never done anything criminal or bad off the field. You know, worst case, he's Terrell Owens, who's one of the top 5 receivers of all time. So, you know, it's like, if you have a talent like that, and the difference between him and Owens is that his teammates actually like him. So I would be very disappointed if they trade him, but yes, it's going to be crazy. And we're covering the draft on RotoWire in great detail. Not me, but our guys are doing it.
Our poll question today was about the Bears not matching the offer sheet of the Saints for Cameron Meredith, and I guess I'm okay with it, Chris, being a Bears fan. He's coming off a pretty severe knee injury, and Allen Robinson's in the fold. So is that the way I should feel?
I think so. I mean, there's some people who are the Meredith truthers, and before he got hurt last year, they were pushing him up in drafts. But, you know, he's 25 already, and when the receiver comes to the league at 20, 21 – and they make a big splash, that's really interesting. It's similar to baseball. He was a little bit older. He was 23 when he made the splash, got hurt, coming back. He may be a decent receiver, but I don't think you're going to, you know, deeply regret missing him. And you're right. They signed Allen Robinson. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, lots of you got hockey getting started with the playoffs, basketball getting started with the playoffs. You got fantasy baseball. You got the fantasy playoffs going. You got everything going on right now at RotoWire.com.
It is a lot of stuff, and of course, baseball also. If you enjoy this conversation, you can get it for free for 10 days, rotowire.com/trial. All the starting pitchers for the week, who you should start, who you should sit, all the daily lineups as soon as they come out. If you have daily leagues, again, it's rotowire.com Flash Trot.
Easily, Chris Liss posts the most blogs at RotoWire. Take a look.
I do.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, thanks, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
353 here on the program. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Happy to have him join us. We have tickets to see Colonels baseball coming up as the Colonels back home for the weekend. We got tickets for later on this month. The family four-pack going out to caller number 6 right now. Give us a call. Jeff Downing will get your information, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you are going to pick up tickets to see Cedar Rapids Colonels baseball. We'll come back. We'll preview week 31 of Bowling Night in America and have a little bit more basketball news when we come back.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Back in the gym class for a Wednesday here at KGYM. Thanks to everybody for calling in. Do have a winner, as it is Nick from Cedar Rapids. He's going to go see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It is week 31. Before we get to bowling news, a little bit of basketball news. Drake, Darren DeVries with a hire. Director of Basketball Operations for the Drake Bulldogs, one Matt Gatens.
Wow.
From the University of Iowa, former City High product, former All Big Tenor for the Hawkeyes, and he's going to be the director of basketball operations. Another great move by Darren DeVries.
Yeah.
All right. It's week 31 of 32. The end is in sight.
It is in sight. And lanes 25 and 26 tonight, you guys will have a tough out. And that would be Diamond Edge, which is led by Marcus Mitz, who owns the top average in the mature Evergreen League. But it's been done before.
Giving us pins.
You will get pins tonight. I, of course, out for the year, but I might even come out and watch a couple frames tonight. How about that?
You can watch more than a couple. They're not leaving. They're going to be talking for the whole night.
Anxious to do so, yeah.
You're in for the long haul, buddy.
Any questions about summer leagues, equipment? Give May City a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Don't buy Mark any drinks that are over 5 pounds tonight, Evergreen League. We have a weight limit.
I don't think they make them do that.
We never know. Yes, but we can't get first, but we can move up.
Clinch a winning record.
Yes.
I mean, that's something, too, right?
Getting that left side of the ledger.
Yeah.
A lot of things to play for tonight. So... And our man Rusty leading us again.
So good luck to you guys.
That'll be good. All right, Rob Gray to join us, talk Cyclone spring football coming up tomorrow, and Smokin' Dave Koken coming up tomorrow as well. Stay tuned. The Tom Primal Camp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.